The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. In America, our Constitution is the highest civil law of the land. And that Constitution was based on biblical moral law summed up in the Ten Commandments. Our founders firmly believed that our civil law would succeed in establishing justice only to the degree it agreed with God's standard of morality. In fact, the English judge and political scientist William Blackstone was probably at the top of their list of teachers of civil law. Blackstone had stated in his commentaries on the law, quote, "The teaching thus delivered we call the revealed law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. No human law should be allowed to contradict these." Because the Bible is the only true foundation for civil law, all human liberty flows out of civil law that is based on the Scripture. Thus, the right to teach and publicly debate the Bible becomes the basis for all liberty. To say it simply, all civil liberty flows out of religious liberty. This is why the very first right our founders protected with the Bill of Rights was religious liberty, the right to proclaim the gospel of Christ in public and in private. When someone destroys religious liberty, they are destroying our civil government, and one who does that is guilty of treason. Consider one who has done that. April 2009, when speaking at Georgetown University, Mr. Obama orders that a monogram symbolizing Jesus' name be covered when he is making his speech. May 2009, Mr. Obama declines to host at the White House services for the National Day of Prayer, a day which is established by federal law. October 19, 2010, Obama deliberately omits the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence. He's now omitted it at least seven times. Under Obama's administration in September 2011, the Army issues guidelines for Walter Reed Medical Center stipulating that no religious items, meaning Bibles or reading materials, are allowed to be given away or used during a visit. February 2011, Obama directs the Justice Department to stop defending the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. October 2009, Mr. Obama signs the Hate Crimes Law, which makes it a crime to call homosexuality a crime or a sin, which the Bible calls it both. In effect, he outlaws the Bible. And I could have easily named over 20 other attacks he's done on Christianity in the Bible. He has violated the Constitution by destroying that which is the very first liberty our founders listed in the Bill of Rights, religious liberty. Thus, he's not kept his oath of office to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Therefore, not only should he not be reelected, he should be impeached. The way he has ignored the Constitution means you and I have no protection by law. His will has become the law. And if given a second term, I firmly believe that only his word will be the law. If you know Jesus Christ as Lord, please consider what will happen to you and your children if you don't vote against Barack Obama. As God's people, we simply must pray, repent, and vote for candidates standing nearest to the Bible on issues. And in our state elections, if candidates don't fill out surveys from groups defending the family, like the Family Foundation in Kentucky, they are hiding their true ideas, and therefore they should not be voted for. The Bible says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.